Today, it became official. President Bush did win Ohio. More than a month after the election, Secretary of State Ken Blackwell declared that Mr. Bush beat John Kerry by 118,775 votes. But that doesn't mean that activists who were fighting Mr. Bush's victory are giving up, as Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio reports.
With rallies, petitions, and picket signs, critics of Ohio's election have been protesting. Among the groups backing the protests, People for the American Way, Common Cause, and Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition.
We cannot accept these election results in this battleground state because it was done primarily by fraud.
Activist Bob Fetrakis is helping draw up an unusual legal challenge to the president's Ohio victory. It's expected to be filed tomorrow at the state Supreme Court. The advocates charge elections officials created a shortage of voting machines in Democratic strongholds, so long lines would prompt some people to go home without voting. They also charge that in some way, 120,000 Kerry votes were handed to the president. Many legal experts say getting the court to just consider this case is a long shot. Ohio State University law professor Daniel Tokaji.
There is evidence of serious, serious problems in this election. I don't think there's evidence to show that those serious problems altered the result.
Republican Secretary of State Ken Blackwell helped lead the president's campaign here, but he says the protesters are way off base when they charge the election was stolen.
You know, elections are human endeavors. There's always going to be a problem here or a problem there, but there was no widespread problem of fraud or intimidation or shenanigans.
The crucial vote on the election looms. The Electoral College is set to meet in 1 week. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.